This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
That always helps with the idea.
Like on.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hello, hello, hello. So, thank you so much, really, truly, for being with me tonight. I know the president and Joey B are on right now. They're, I don't know, you want to say they're duking it out? I'm not so sure they're duking anything out. I almost feel bad. If I was President Trump to a degree, I would feel bad for who they're putting me up against. You know, I don't know. What do you guys think? And I know many of you are watching the show. I appreciate some of you that have tuned in to listen. We're going to do a little debrief later on. You know, I'll have quite a few people on later on in the show to discuss, again, to do a little debrief on what we said, what they were arguing about, who's real and who's not real, or who's being real, who's not being real. How's that? That's even better. The Brad Dacus is going to join me after the first break. And part of what we're going to be talking about is the big churches. I mean, I don't know if you saw it across the country, but you had churches that were meeting in big, big numbers on Sunday. And there's only so many police to go around, so many cops, so many whatever. You know, buses to pick them up in, if you would. Which I just find it, look, for me, I just find it extremely interesting. For lack of a better term. Extremely interesting that they're more concerned about people meeting a church. People who don't normally rip things up than they are about people rioting in the streets. Come on, let's just be honest about it. Real curious to see what's going to happen. And, you know, again, it just started in tonight's debate. Now, Joey B is going to go after the president for his handling of COVID. The president should spin that right around and say you didn't do a better job when you were handling the swine flu. Right? And then once you left the country in a mess, not enough medical supplies afterward. What did you do with all the money? If he goes after the president for jobs, I'm sorry, what mess did Obama leave us when they left office? I think it's interesting to watch some of these commercials with, all of a sudden it was Joe Biden's administration that did all this. Did anybody catch that? Really? I don't know. It's just quite amusing. All right, so tonight, sometime during one of the shows, you can check this out on rickgreen.com. PatriotAcademy.com. I'm going to give away, oh, look at that, I even know how to do this now, almost. I'm going to give away a defending the Constitution without firing a shot. See, we're nonviolent people. Rick Green and Brad Stein, love Brad, love Rick, too. Two great patriots. They actually go through, and where the issues are, how to defend the Constitution. It's out. Come on, guys. And there's laughter in it, so you'll be able to handle it. I'm amazed at how many of my buds, how many of my patriot buddies won't sit down and go through a 2 or 3 hour documentary on our founding fathers. Now, I haven't decided quite how I'm going to pull this off yet. I'm either going to do it by email or call in. But I really do. I do want to. I think you got to see this, and then you need to go out to the patriotacademy.com. Once you see it, buy a couple for your friend. They're not expensive, and you want to get the message out to other people. You really do. So again, tonight, you know, the president's got to lay out his message for, you know, what he's going to do in the next 4 years, which, frankly, look, I don't need him to lay out the message. I know the direction he wants to go in. And I'm good with it. I think it's wonderful. But, you know, you're going to have to help with the lies being told. You're going to have to help making sure that people get the real information. Now, can anybody tell me, I think we touched on this the other night, though. Can anybody tell me why the Minneapolis police haven't picked up Omar yet, you know, Representative Omar? I mean, here's a woman who married her brother. I mean, to give him, I don't know if it was to give him citizenship or to make sure she retained hers. I don't know which. All right? She was married to two people legally at one time, which is also illegal in this country. She took money from her campaign account, gave it to her boyfriend. I mean, now she's got three guys going on. Whatever. I hope to God. Yeah, anyhow. She would have never got away with this in her own country. The country she fled from would have killed her by now. They would have stoned her or flogged her or something along those lines, and yet she wants to tear down democracy. She wants to tear down this country, the principles of this country. And what's she going to build it up to be? What she came from? Minneapolis Police Department is investigating claims that the right-wing activist by Veritas, that individuals tied to Representative Omar, engaged in illegal ballot harvesting. You can see right in the video. Right? And they say that they're in the process of looking into this. Now, the video went crazy on social media the other day. And again, it weeks before the election. And you're looking at these mail-in ballots. Now, how easy it is on the mail-in ballots, this is great. They're in the streets asking people for their mail-in ballots, and they'll give them money for the ballots. All you got to do is sign it so they can close, seal, you know, check it off, seal it up, and send it. Now, Minneapolis, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the state Supreme Court recently allowed a voting to proceed without a three-person limit on the number of ballots any one individual can collect. It's ballot harvesting. We do the same thing here in California. It is a nightmare. And I'll tell you why it's a nightmare. It's not a nightmare just because they're going to pick something up, but you've got to wait till the other side of the break. Brad Dinkins will join us, and I'll explain why then. We'll be right back.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And look, what it boils down to, just get engaged. You know, get involved. Be part of the conversation. I mean, like I say, be part of the solution really is what it boils down to. Head up to the website, realside.com, if you want to get involved, if you really, truly want to know what's going on. I know that sounds like I'm full of myself, but I'm serious. If you really want to know what's going on, head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's actually smarter people than myself there. And right now they're having a great conversation. I know that the president is having his debate tonight. But hey, listen, there are other things going on in the world. And I'm going to catch up on that one later. But right now let me introduce you to Brad Dacus. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great, great organization. It's headquartered out of California, but they are all over the country. Brad, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's great to be on the program.
And I know I'm taking you away from a great, great show this evening, but you know what? We need to talk about some of this other stuff, too. And really, this is going to be a slugfest. I mean, you probably watched the first few minutes of it. I'm catching it off the corner of my eye. It is going to be a bit of a slugfest, isn't it?
Well, it is. I don't like the format, although it's going to it puts Biden more at risk. But the format is you know, you're having them sort of argue and argue and back and interrupting and then arguing with the MC, because I've never seen a debate set up like this before. It's sort of, as an observer, I'd rather see it a little more orderly, organized. You make a point, the other side makes their point, and then I think that would be more constructive. That said, President Trump has already called out Biden in terms of the health care. Biden is backtracking and saying, oh, no, we want this to be very minimal. Just those on Medicare will have, you know, these kinds of limitations on health care and who they go to. But Trump pointed out, says, no, that's not what your platform said. That's not what you agree with Bernie Sanders. You're in favor, effectively, of socialized medicine. That's what you came out with. That's your position. And then Biden says, look, I beat the opposition. I beat, you know, I'm not the socialist. And da-da-da-da-da. So it'll be interesting to see how this intensifies moving on. But I think it's real important to see how candidates actually put their position. Are we going to have Biden who is, the moderate, or are we going to have the Biden who campaigned and gave into the Bernie Sanders, liberal socialist agenda? What is he going to be tonight? And we know who Trump is. He's very, very, very transparent. So it'll be interesting to see at the end of the day whether Biden is successful in trying to paint himself towards the middle after being so zealous to paint himself so far to the left and so extreme on some of the issues.
Well, here's what I find real interesting is if you're watching commercials on TV and you see the Joe Biden commercials, it wasn't the Obama administration for 8 years. It was the Joe Biden administration. Because under Joe Biden's leadership, we had this in the Middle East. Under Joe Biden's leadership, I'm thinking, my God, he was a VP. You never saw the man. Let's start off there. All right? But if you really think, if we're really honest about it, and some of you who find it, even on our side of the aisle, who find it distasteful, this is a street fight for Trump. It's been a street fight from day one. And if he's willing to fight to protect himself and he's willing to fight to protect us, I don't care what he does or how he does. That's my personal opinion. But you look at the Obama administration, they left the medical world in a mess. Joey B has no place in talking to Trump about how badly he handled COVID when you talk about what happened during the swine flu and the fact that they left the medical world decimated after that flu. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right. It was a disaster how the Obama Biden administration handled the swine flu. And they just, even the man who headed up the agency dealing with that said we were just lucky that it just didn't, you know, we messed up in every way. Versus Trump, who shut off the visits and traffic from China and then from Europe. He was lividly criticized by Biden for doing that.
Yep.
Had the president not done that, the casualties would be much higher. Had Biden been in the White House, there would be thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of more dead right now.
Yep.
That is indisputable, and I'm really glad President Trump called out Biden on that point. I'm pleased that's getting out there, because that's indisputable.
But, Brad, unlike years gone by, and I know there's some people that believe in decorum and all that, and I get it. I really do appreciate that. But the bottom line was the press and the Democrat Party can't even spell decorum anymore. Look at how savage they're being at the Supreme Court choice. Look how savage they're being to people that just don't want the violence, aren't they?
Right, exactly,
that's why Trump, though, he can't play I've said it for the show forever. I'm not looking for people to beat up people, but we can no longer play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. We need to play the same guerrilla warfare that they're playing, right?
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing here. Trump isn't holding anything back, and I'm hoping to see, Biden, in the next hour and a half, to see him, be his real self. I frankly, just looking at the first part of it, I frankly believe he has been given an injection of either Adderall or speed. Many doctors, neurologists have proposed that. Dr. Marcel has actually proposed that. So I think that's probably why that Biden has probably had that injection, which helps to counter people who have dementia, to give them a sharpen them, but it's only for a temporary period of time. Whether it lasts for the whole debate, I don't know. Also, I hope he doesn't have an earpiece. He refused to be checked for having any kind of a hearing aid earpiece. Biden has refused, and I'm hoping he doesn't. They haven't pulled that, and I'd like to think that he doesn't. But undoubtedly, I do believe he has had the drug injection. Yeah. How he is articulating now is definitely different than the way he is in normal interactions with the press, the media, and other times. So,
yep.
And that's unfortunate. They didn't have a drug test.
No, and again, why would you not want to have one if you're not doing anything wrong? Is it a matter of principle? I mean, I don't
right.
get what they're standing on. Anyway, we're gonna go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Talk about a lot more going on. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are headed to Cleveland, Ohio for the first presidential debate tonight with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden will be in Cleveland, but his wife Jill will be in Michigan touring a farm and also attending a voter mobilization event. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah says there's one thing we can be certain the president will bring up in the debate.
Hunter Biden, who had no qualifications to receive this massive loan from the mayor of Moscow's
wife $3 million, there's some real questions that need to be answered about corruption and pay to play, and we're going to be asking those questions.
The NFL saying 8 members of the Tennessee Titans, including 3 players, have been infected. The team facility has been shut down until Saturday. The Titans played in Minnesota this past Sunday. That has led to the Vikings also stopping in-person activities. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being part of the solution. You know, again, it's a matter of you getting informed and having a clue as to what's going on. You know, originally when I when I brought on Brad, I've got some stuff I want to talk about as far as, you know, churches and what's happening. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get cranking along like we always do and forget, tell people what your organization does and how they can help.
Oh, certainly. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge, and we have attorneys across the country to do this work. And we're very unique in that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. We really work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And if people want to keep up with our cases or support our work or get our newsletter, they can do that by go to our website, pji.org, pji.org.
You know, and I know from personal experience and experience with people that I know that it's a great organization. They do great things. You need to help them out. Anyhow, let's get to a couple of crazy stuff that's gone on over the last few weeks. You know, in Washington, D.C., you had Franklin Graham, who had the prayer march this week. Tens of thousands of people showed up to pray, worship in D.C., and, you know, as I was, you know, panning the crowd, there were very few people with masks on, and it didn't look like they were social distancing. So they weren't bothered because they have the right to peacefully protest, right?
Right.
Okay. So what is the difference between that and then we see some of these churches? I think Todd Starnes and a few others went out to some of these churches that had thousands of people show up last Sunday for worship services and or, you know, church services. I mean, this is, you know, I'm going to throw a whole bunch at you one time. I'll let you sift through it any way you want to. We're watching things happen like, you know, the Christians that were arrested while singing hymns in Idaho, you know, things like that. And you're saying, my God, it's almost like they're focused on one group of people, believers. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right. That's exactly what they're doing. And I don't want to bring this back to the politics, but I'm going to for just a moment. What we see here happening in the blue states predominantly, and now we see this incident, this community in Idaho, which is an aberration of Idaho. It's extremely disturbing And yet, we have other the red states predominantly are about freedom and liberty, and are not into shutting down churches and keeping people from worshiping. The concern, and that's because the president has actually left it up to the states to make that determination, to assess their risk. Vice President Biden has made it very, very clear. And make no mistake, he says that if his experts or whatever say that people, we need to have a complete shutdown nationwide, he's going to do it. And that kind of carte blanche of philosophy is extremely dangerous if we look at the survival of this nation and our economy. Roughly 40% of restaurants may be closed down. That would pretty much wipe out over 90% probably of the restaurants if we had another clear shutdown. And that's what Vice President Biden says he's willing to do moving forward, have a mandatory mask, everyone wearing masks at all times, and then also a potential complete shutdown of America. And I think that's a frightening, very frightening for many, so many Americans who've already seen too much acquiescence be given to Dr. Fauci and others.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, honestly, how constitutional can it be?
Well, I think it's a good point. In a federal case out of Pennsylvania, the federal judge, who was a Trump appointee, which goes back to the importance of that role of the president as far as filling judicial vacancies, this Trump appointee federal judge said that the governor of Pennsylvania's shutting down of businesses the way that was done, and pretty arbitrary. You know, small businesses were pretty much shut down versus large ones like Home Depot and others were kept up open. He said that was unconstitutional. And he said you can't just have differential acquiescence in quote-unquote emergencies indefinitely being carried out. And that's what we saw in Pennsylvania. And the federal judge said this is unconstitutional. This is tyrannical. And so that was a very good decision, depending on who's sitting on the Supreme Court. Either his perspective, it will prevail before the Supreme Court, or other perspectives, like the case out of Nevada or Colorado, will prevail. It will be a very tight court. Whoever is put on the Supreme Court will be making that decision probably. And so if President Trump is able to put on Amy Barrett, then we will have a Supreme Court much more reasonable and not allowing for government tyranny to occur as it has so historically against so many.
You know, I'm going to switch lanes on you just because it's an irritant. I don't know if you saw this week, the Representative Omar has somehow been implemented in a, you know, paying for votes kind of scenario. And they have it on video. But this isn't the first time she's been caught doing something wrong. Everything from marrying her brother to other things that she's done. I mean, totally against the law. But nobody's ever gone after her. Nobody's ever picked her up. Nobody's ever done anything with this. This is kind of why some of the people on our side of the aisle are going, nothing's ever going to happen. What, in your professional opinion, why would Barr or anybody else hold back in taking this on?
Well, actually, I think that Barr is probably actually investigating, and he probably is going to take it on. The question, though, is going to be whether or not he will be able to finish the investigation and prosecution if President Trump is out of the White House. All those who've committed voter fraud, and all this massive fraudulent activity will pretty much go away scot-free. Right. And it will pretty much guarantee them, in their minds, the ability to do it again at a much grander scale the next election. And that's really disturbing that we have so much proponents of opening up vehicles for fraud, whether it's the mail-in ballots versus absentee ballots. You have to sign it, fill it out, validate. Mail-in ballots is just an open door for massive fraud. Blue states are the ones who are doing that. And if we didn't have the Electoral College to make sure that it wasn't, you know, just you'd have one state being able to flood the ballot boxes and totally skew the election and put whoever they want in office. So it's very important that I believe that we keep this attorney general in office so he can go after these cases of voter fraud that are just I think are going to be all over the country, particularly in blue states dominated by Democrats wishing to compromise the integrity and the historical validity of our election process.
Yeah, it's interesting. The a sad commentary in our education system. You know, it's interesting to see that people do not really understand how the Electoral College works and why it truly gives everybody a voice, not one or two people, but everybody a voice in electing the president. Otherwise, you've heard the term a million times, but the truth of the matter is it really would only matter for big cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, that kind of thing. Those would be the only cities that these candidates would have to campaign in, wouldn't they?
Well, right. And so they wouldn't need to campaign in other states, just the big cities, and that would be it. But even more importantly, all it would take is one big city, i.e. Chicago, and this is what history tells us about JFK's election. Now, JFK was a fine man and president, I believe, but his election was the result of voter fraud massively in Chicago. This is documented. This isn't even up for dispute as far as organized crime. And that won him Illinois. Because he won Illinois, that was enough. Well, if we don't have just the popular vote, then all it would take is just one city to conspire to allow massive voter fraud and massive number of votes, and it could skew for the entire – they could win the election just by forking up, several hundreds of thousands or millions of votes in just one or two or three cities across the country. It would be absolutely disastrous. So the Electoral College is important. The liberals, the far left, want to get rid of it. And in so doing, our Democratic Republic would be very much at stake.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about an event that you and I will both be at soon. And Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I just caught something over my shoulder about the president talking about Joey B. being in Congress or being in the Senate for so long. I would have had so much fun with that. I would have said, Joe, in your 180 years in Congress, I'd like to know, you know, that's, I would have gone down that road and see what he would have said. Anyhow, Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, again, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So, again, we don't get that chance that often to be able to support the same events together. And there's a group that's put together 20 Days to Save America. And, you know, I appreciate the title. We need to get out there more. People need to support guys like Pacific Justice Institute, same thing with my show, and other groups that are out there trying to spread a message to make sure that people know what's at stake here. Because we did this during Obama's. I mean, I kind of feel sometimes like we're the group that cries wolf all the time. You know, this is the most important election. No, this one's the most important election. No, this one's the most important election. But this truly is an election that's going to decide whether we become a socialist nation or we stay a republic. Is that too far over the top?
No, I think that's very true. Especially if the Democrats take the Senate, they're going to end the filibuster and they're going to ramrod through socialized medicine, extremely high taxes. Vice President Obama has come out, Biden has come out and said that he wants $4 trillion of new taxes. And that's not going to bring down the deficit. That's taxes to increase green earth policies, socialized medicine. It's very disastrous, but also economically, because he's also going to implement tremendous regulations and government controls. So it's going to be very, very socialistic, not by just conjecture, but based on from his own lips what he has said, assuming he remembers it. But it doesn't matter whether he remembers it. The far leftist policy people that he has, including his running mate, will make sure it's implemented. And that should be very, very concerning for those who want an economy, want their jobs to do well. We know what happens. We saw 8 years of the Obama mentality. It was disastrous. It was the slowest growth period following a major economic downturn in U.S. history. And so, and then President Trump implements something different. He cuts taxes, deregulates, negotiates for putting America first on trade against China and Europe, and et cetera. And we've seen the greatest growth in decades and decades of U.S. In U.S. history. So, I think, socialism is would be something we could expect, and I think Wall Street would expect it. I think we'll see a major correction in the stock market should that unfortunate event happen.
But the Democrats have done, think about all the things that they said would happen once President Trump became president. None of those things came into fruition. Matter of fact, the exact opposite. And I believe that they knew that. And then you look at moving the embassy to Jerusalem where it belonged. And every one of the Dems, any prominent Democrat came out and said, oh, my God, that's going to make war in the Middle East even worse. It's going to make unrest even worse. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's getting us into. And what, he was just nominated for his third Nobel Peace Prize? These people have lost it, right?
Yeah. What this president has done in terms of international relations has been incredibly historic. He's also a president who's really made an effort to keep us out of war, to stop this globalistic philosophy, which has been extremely costly in terms of both American lives and budgets and costs. The Afghanistan, the Iraq scenario has cost us over $1 trillion alone to have to fund. So I do believe what he's done internationally. If Obama and George W. Bush, for that matter, were not able to stop the long-range nuclear missile testing of North Korea, President Trump did. He stood him down. He met with him, and he got that done. And I believe that he is very much like a Teddy Roosevelt in that regard. The world may not always like him, but they definitely respect him. And that is what you need in a president when it comes to foreign policy.
Amen.
And world peace.
No, seriously. I mean, I've been saying that for a long time on the show. It's like the handshakes, the nice, the coffee with the enemy. It's not working. It hasn't worked. And they keep talking about diplomacy, but diplomacy hasn't worked in years either because these dictators have become worse and worse and more brutal. And we've looked the other way as long as they kept out of our backyard. It didn't work. He has made it work. He's done things similar to Reagan from a standpoint. Remember, Reagan talked about the Star Wars effect, if you would, when he was talking to Gorbachev. They really thought that we had something that could stop them dead in their tracks. They don't know what to expect from Trump. I think that's I got to tell you, I think that's part of what the respect is all about, if you would, with him. In my personal opinion.
Yes, no, that's just it. Ronald Reagan had a similar situation when he was elected. Everyone was afraid, Russia was going to push the button. He's like a cowboy. He's a Western cowboy. He's going to lasso and come out firing. And it kept everyone on off edge. They never really, they were unsure. He went right into Grenada, boom, took out the communist occupiers.
Yep.
And the world respected him. They fear him. When you compare that particularly with Obama, Obama went around the world, even before he was sworn into office, and apologized and said, we're going to be kinder and gentler and we're going to get along and I'm so sorry what a bad country we've been to everyone. I mean, it was so weak. It put us in such a weak position that China just rolled over us. And that's, unfortunately, Trump had the leadership to halt it and save industries and manufacturing and actually bring back a large number of jobs that had actually gone overseas. I honestly don't think we're going to have that kind of leadership with Biden. I think the Chinese are licking their chops with the prospect of being able to just smush him and intimidate him and his administration and restart globalism, which will be a huge disadvantage to American workers and manufacturers across the country.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that this, I keep telling people, do you really care how gruff, you know, if you had the premier open heart surgeon in the world at your hospital and you had a heart attack and he walked in a room with the most foul language known to mankind, would you say, you know what, you're not my kind of guy. I think I'll wait till somebody else comes in with the proper manners. No, you wouldn't care what he was saying or even what he looked like as long as he could get the job done. And that's what I keep telling people. Is he got, forget who he is, forget the name. Has he done the job and more that we expected him to do? Has he done what we said he would do? Yes. And I know you can appreciate this. I keep bringing it back to a spiritual war, because if you think about something, this has been the most pro, I'll say religion, but pro-Christian administration. It's been one of the most pro-life administrations. Both of those things, as we just saw with Feinstein when she came out against Amy, that they're against both of those. There's a real problem with them on both of those issues, isn't there?
Oh, big time. This is the most pro-life president in our lifetimes. President Trump is also the most pro-religious freedom president in our lifetimes. Unfortunately, Vice President Biden is the most pro-abortion, even all the way up to the ninth month, even possibly beyond that. And then also, he's been the most anti-religious, most intolerant, and he's been the most crime-friendly in terms of his policies. You know, his staffers, along with Kamala Harris, they funded the releasing on bail these rioters so that they could go out and do more criminal crime. That's not speculation. That's fact. That's the kind of thuggery. The mobsters, the rioters will feel like they have an open rein on America if they have these kind of soft accommodators occupying the White House, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. It would be... It's going to be very unfortunate, and Americans, I think, are going to be very afraid and wish we had law and order, the law and order that this president has offered to these states and these cities and has implemented himself in Washington, D.C.
You know what? I say the same thing about New York and Chicago and those places. You voted for it. So if you vote Joey B in and you know, he says, you know, violence will go away. No, it won't. It'll actually get worse. Hey, before we get away from this, I want you to tell quickly, you got less than a minute to tell people about the sex ed video that you guys have on your website.
Yes, it's shocking. It's MA, mature audiences only. But it explicitly shows what children are exposed to from kindergarten all the way through senior year in high school in terms of radical sexuality, sexual activities, and sexual identity. It's very, very disturbing. It's eye-opening, and it's shocking. It's already in all throughout California, and 17 other major cities, Fort Worth, Austin, and others, have already adopted their major school districts. It's at pji.org. PJI.org, and every parent, grandparent should take a look at it.
And people, shut up if you don't get involved. I know that's kind of harsh, but the reality is I've seen it happen twice recently where a major issue came up and I couldn't get people to roll out on it. If you're not going to get out from behind a computer and do something, then just don't even bother. Don't make us crazy. Joe Messina, your host. I've got Congressman Garcia on with me the next hour. Don't go far. You're not going to want to miss this.